I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The crowd at Bernie Sanders' campaign headquarters in Des Moines went from nervous and quiet to jubilant as the votes came in over the evening. The tally showed Sanders trailing Hillary Clinton by a very small margin. And Sanders supporters say the close result is as good as a win for the Vermont senator. VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
71. Democratic here, Republican down there.
He's going to help you. Can you help her?
Hi.
So
a diverse mix of people, including couples, senior citizens, parents trailing babies and children, stood in line Monday evening at the Riverwoods Elementary School in southeastern Des Moines. Even before the process officially begins, supporters separate into two main camps on either side of the basketball court. The Sanders folks cluster under their signs on the left, and the Hillary Clinton team sits in a horseshoe arrangement of folding chairs near a poster reading, Hill Yes.
Yeah, I'm with Hillary to support Hillary to make sure she gets nominated.
Henry Clater says he caucused for Barack Obama in 2008, and this year he feels Clinton has the most experience for the job.
23, 24, 25, 26.
The initial count puts Clinton at 107 votes and Sanders at 83. Seven support former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. 12 are undecided.
All right, 83 out of... And
do you want to do, like, a recount?
Yes, that would probably...
Because there were a lot of people that, like...
I know, I didn't...
Didn't really acknowledge, and... I don't know if you could have them, like, maybe sound off.
Leaders of the Sanders and Clinton camp quickly surround the undecided voters and the O'Malley supporters in effort to sway them to join their candidate.
This is the point where you need to make the decision. You can either join the political revolution, but there's also the tried-and-true establishment. So, if you want, I would recommend joining Bernie, but that's just my personal opinion.
The conversation quickly descends into chaotic argument where the voices blur together.
And Hillary is fearful that she can't make those great changes. And so she's saying, build on Obama.
After the allotted 30 minutes of persuasion, there's a recount. Clinton ultimately wins 5 delegates from this precinct, and Sanders takes 4.
We're going to make sure all the numbers are correct. We got to report that first.
Across the state, tallies are beginning to roll in, and the race is as close as the results from the Riverwoods Elementary School.
On the Democratic side, to have it be 50-50, literally 50-50 right now, between...
Over at Sanders headquarters, volunteers begin to fill the hotel ballroom, where results are projected on 2 screens. As more and more precincts report, the crowd grows more jubilant and raucous. With about 90% of the vote in, Hillary Clinton appears on the screens and declares victory. The Sanders crowd is not receptive.
I am a progressive who gets things done.
The TV screens freeze and the crowd cheers. When the results appear again, Sanders is closing in on Clinton.
Thank you. Iowa, thank you. And while the results are still not complete, it looks like we'll have about half of the Iowa delegates.
I think to me this is a good win from where we started, where we're at now. I'll take this any day. Is that over yet? I think we still don't know where we're at, but I think when everything is all said and done, I believe we actually won. So,
that's Marcos Munoz, a volunteer and precinct captain in Des Moines. His enthusiasm and celebration is matched by the more than 100 supporters flooding out of the ballroom.
We got the momentum going, and where we started, where we're at, this is remarkable. I mean, a candidate with his stances, I mean, you know, sometimes I think this gets sold in Vermont, but to sell it to the nation, it's a hard sell, and the fact that we did it is very impressive.
It means that he's got support behind him, and because he's supporting the working class and the middle class, we're there to support him.
Linda Kwok, like many supporters this evening, calls it a victory for Sanders. She says it gives him the momentum he needs to continue on. Natasha Nguyen came out with her friends.
I feel like he still has a chance because, I mean, they were so close in the race and he's winning New Hampshire. So I'm sure going forward, it's going to be good for Bernie.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Sanders is polling well in New Hampshire, whose primary is a week from today. And with the March 1st Super Tuesday on the horizon, the crowd here hopes Sanders can continue to carry the enthusiasm. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Des Moines.